Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Today I want to talk about the voice, and I want to talk about it as muscles. This is something I've been playing around with a lot myself recently, is the idea that the throat is just a series of muscles, and the more that we exercise them, the more they grow, the more resilient they become, the more powerful they are. And right now, I live just south of Byron Bay, and there's been a mini COVID outbreak so far, mini, in Brisbane. And after 250 something days of being completely COVID free in this area, there were a couple of people visiting from Brisbane who ended up testing positive for COVID and being infectious while they were here. And it's caused a lot of concern and a bit of alarm in the area, because we're just heading into Easter. Thursday, as in like it'll be tomorrow, it's Tuesday at the moment, but you'll probably hear this on Wednesday. On Thursday, Blues Fest starts, and it's our first big festival. We're kind of an area of big festivals, and there've been none over the past year. And so this is the first really big festival for Australia, really. It's 16,000 people, which is smaller than usual, but, you know, big considering where we've been the last year and what's happening in other countries. So, bit of a lighter there. I'm just going to pick up some rubbish. Hang on. So as a result of that, you know, there is a lot of concern. I mean, having 16,000 people at an event in Byron just after there's been two infectious people, you know, kind of going around town and being at restaurants and, you know, all those things. It's concerning. And there's been a lot of talk in my local Facebook groups about what this means, because we are a community that has managed to keep ourselves COVID-free for this long. And also, there are areas within our community that are high risk when it comes to COVID. Ballina has a huge retirement-aged population. We also have lots of Indigenous communities around. And yeah, there's a lot of people at risk. And so it is concerning. And as a result, there's been a lot of talk in Facebook groups. And as is the case here and pretty much everywhere, I think, there are those who still don't believe that COVID is a legitimate illness. And, you know, they're touting the 99.1 survival rate, which is misinformation. And it makes me actually quite angry, and my reaction, if I don't control myself, is to like, you know, tear a new asshole, really. But I have set myself rules of engagement, which I shared on Instagram, and I think I did a podcast episode on this a number of years ago. Well, not a number of years ago, you know, maybe a few months ago. So if you want to go back through the back catalogue and look for rules of engagement, I talk about it there. But, you know, essentially it comes down to being really intentional and discerning when you are engaging. And I am here walking on the beach at high tide. It's super soft sand, and I'm getting a bit of a cardio workout today. And it got me thinking about how the voice is just a series of muscles that require exercise, and there are different types of exercise. So, you know, there's the cardio type of exercise. It's not necessarily, I guess there are areas of strength building that come from cardio. Your lungs, for one. You know, your legs, I guess it depends on what you're working, but, you know, it's more a a stamina thing, I guess, than a muscle growing exercise. Where if you think about, you know, if you want to be a bodybuilder and you want to really grow your muscles, you're not just like whacking around a lightweight, you know, punching the air. There's more intention, there's more engagement of muscle groups, and there's more awareness of what's happening. You really, you know, like exercise is really powerful when you're present and you're intentionally activating certain muscle groups, right? And I feel like it's the same with the voice. The more intentional and discerning we are, and the more we actively engage with it, being present to, you know, like have our awareness be in the throat muscles while we're exercising it, using intentionality and discernment, the more we can powerfully engage those muscles, the stronger those muscles become. So if it was about fitness, we could just jabber off, you know, and like, and actually I feel like there are, it's not necessarily I think it's actually a worthwhile exercise to have some practice that allows your throat muscles to work without being, you know, like a cardio fitness style thing. And like scales, the singer does scales to build stamina and to, you know, like build their range. So, you know, and this is what, it's part of what I love about the five element framework, is that we can engage our muscles having a good time and have it be really fun, kind of like a, you know, like a Zumba class for your throat. It's kind of like that, right? Like we're exercising muscles, we're seeing how it feels. And from there, we can get more and more intentional, more and more engaged, more and more aware, more and more discerning. And eventually it moves into, you know, that more strength building exercise. And the stronger our voice becomes, the stronger our throat muscles become, the more comfortable and strong we become in that area of our throat and our voice, the more impactful and powerful it becomes. So I guess the moral is, don't be afraid to exercise your vocal cords. Find practices that allow you to do some cardio fitness when it comes to that part of your body. And then also use it in other ways. Hey, in deeper, more impactful ways where you're really engaged, you're really being very intentional about how you use your voice. And that will allow those muscles to grow stronger. You'll have the stamina from all the vocal exercises you've been doing, and be much more powerful in the way you speak, because your muscles are stronger, more defined, and you're being more discerning with the way you use your voice. Because I know that engaging with someone who, and this is one of my rules of engagement, is like, is that person open to hear what I've got to say? Is that person, you know, like willing? Is there anything that suggests this person is willing to hear my point of view? And if not, I'll save my voice for something else. Because there's this other element to this where we need to treat our voice with respect. And wasting breath on people who aren't going to hear what you've got to say, aren't going to take it on board, is futile, and it leads to nothing but frustration, anger, bitterness. You know, it's just kind of pointless. So that is part of the engaging of your muscles and being intentional about where you use your voice and where you don't. Now, I don't want this to be some kind of excuse for not using your voice, right? Like that's not what this is. This isn't a like, oh my God, I've really got to shut up No, you don't really have to shut up. But if it's not working for you, if you're finding yourself in bitterness, frustration, anger, then maybe think about how you're using your voice, where you're using your voice, with whom you're using your voice. Are they deserving of it? Because, yeah, like the more that you treat it with respect and like it's a worthy thing, what you have to say has value. It's of worth to the right people. So don't waste those muscles on people who are never going to hear you in the first place. Engage those muscles in places that, you know, that you feel people are open, that you feel, you know, one of the rules of engagement is like, don't, like if I know I'm not going to be able to sleep at night because I haven't said something, then say it, regardless if the person is willing to listen or not. Just fucking say it. That's honoring your voice, because you know it's going to stew if you don't. Holding shit in is not teaching your voice to grow. You know, but it is about being intentional about where, with who, and what, and how you're engaging it. So yeah, that's my thoughts on showing up and speaking up and exercising those vocal muscles. And I encourage you to find some exercises so that you can have a bit of a fun cardio workout with your throat. And I'm thinking about running some 5-element workshops. So if you're interested in that, reach out. I'll only do it if there's interest there. But I do feel like these practices really help us build up, you know, that fitness. And then it's really about being very intentional about how we engage with it. Treat your voice with the respect it deserves. Okay, that's it from me today. Until next week, happy Easter if you celebrate Easter. And happy break if you don't. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.